Cape Talk, fabulous life.
Well, there is only one way we can introduce our next segment, and that is like this.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with songs they have sung for a thousand years. The hills fill my heart with the sound of music. My heart wants to sing every song it hears. My heart wants to beat like the wings of the birds that rise from the lake to the trees. My heart wants to sigh like a chime that flies from a church on a breeze, to laugh like a brook when it trips and falls over stones on its way, to sing through the night like a lark who is learning to pray. I go to the hills when my heart is lonely. I know I will hear what I've heard before.
We had to do that, although I'm sure it puts the pressure on. Carmen Pretorius is with me in studio. Hello. Who plays the role of Maria in Peter Turin's production of The Sound of Music, which is on at the Artscape. And I would love to hear from anyone in the audience who has already been to see the show. I did say we were going to try and convince you to buy tickets, but I have to take that back because they're all gone.
Can you believe it?
Sold out, Carmen.
We are sold out for the last 8 performances.
That's fantastic. I'm not surprised in the slightest, though.
We are so excited, and we've had wonderful houses in Cape Town so far. There's nothing better than that. What can we say? We just have to say a huge thank you. It's been an honor.
Okay. Well, so Carmen Pretorius plays the role of Maria, and we have to say best wishes to Captain Von Trapp, who was meant to be with us today but is down with a cold, and we hope he'll be back in full voice
in time for the evening, Andre.
Okay. Sorry to miss you, Andre Swartz. Kim and Noah took his SMS to say the sound of music was just exquisite. The emotion in the audience was palpable. What a wonderful show. Kim, thanks already for
thanks,
that feedback. And that must make your day, because it's such an iconic role, Carmen, to step into the show.
Totally.
I mean, we had to do the Julie Andrews thing at the start here. It's a movie everybody remembers watching. I was just saying to you in the break, I clearly from childhood remember going to see this show for the first time at the Feather Market Hall in PE. How difficult does it make it for you to make the role your own?
It is, I always say there's two sides to it. It's trying to be true to what people expect, which is Julie Andrews, also true to what I am as an actress, bringing my own flair, and that is, you know, done with the help of our wonderful creative team. And I can't help it but be myself. You know, I can't profess to be Julie, because I most certainly am not, but I wish I was. But it's an incredible honor and incredible responsibility to deliver 8 times a week, you know, to step into those shoes.
That's an incredibly demanding schedule on your voice. I mean, how do you do it? Do you just have to not talk in between shows?
So you have to look after yourself. You take your vitamins, you take your you get enough sleep, you eat well. I don't speak a lot during the day. I try and be very restful, and like Andre's doing today, he's resting, but he will be on tonight, because that's what we do. You know, we make sure that we look after ourselves. Another thing is we steam, so you just like take a steamer and you steam your voice like twice or three times a day. It's hard. I can't socialize as much as I'm used to or like to. I can't eat or drink spicy foods or too much coffee.
Wow.
So it's a lifestyle, you know.
And the show must go on bottom line.
And we don't want to go off, you know. That's the thing. You want to deliver on your performances, and people come and watch Andre, for example, and come and watch me perhaps. But
And if you are one of the fans of Carmen who's going to watch because of her, I'm not surprised because I'm sure many of our listeners will have watched her in her TV roles from Priscilla to Binnenlanders, Isidingo. I mean, obviously the TV experience and the stage musical experience are radically different worlds. But I mean, at the heart, it is the performance, the connection with the audience just in a very different setting.
Yes.
I mean, do you have a preference between the two?
No, it's like asking me whether I like my right hand better than my left hand. Yeah. You know, so they go hand in hand, really. And it's exciting to be able to flit between both mediums. Mm. And within each medium, it filters down into so many different aspects of that medium. You know, you've got theatre, and then you've got musical theatre, and you've got straight theatre, and you've got TV, and you've got presenting or acting. So I've been so lucky to be able to delve into many of those aspects in my career, which is now, this is my 10th year in the industry, and I can't believe that. I'm very blessed and very thankful to everyone who's followed my career and had a look at what I've done so far.
The real fans may realize that it's not your first time in this production, albeit that you've swapped roles, because you actually played Liesel the first time you did The Sound of Music,
didn't
you?
That is correct. I did. So I'm kind of the head girl now.
I've gone from... You've been promoted.
Yeah. I know the show very well because I've been able to see it from both sides, and many of us in this country don't have that opportunity to get to know a show from two different angles like that. So it's a very incredible journey, and Liesel is an incredible part, and let's not discount that, you know.
Yeah.
So Zoe, who plays the role this time around, is incredible with the children, and she has a huge responsibility on stage and off stage to keep them all in line and to bring energy. So Maria and Liesel, we both go hand in hand on a technical level, backstage and on stage, but also obviously feeding off of each other and the kids.
And now let's talk about the kids. I mean, the old saying goes that you should never work with children because they always end up upstaging you. And there is that sweet factor. I mean, little Gretel, whichever version you see. Where are those kids actually from? Can you talk to us about where, is it an open casting, or do the producers go searching through theatre schools?
So the wonderful thing about The Sound of Music is that what they want and what they look for are real children. They don't want little marching machines, as we say in the show, that little trained, you know, performers. So the children are a smorgasbord of from different places. We have kids that are performing. We have kids that are at performing schools, but the auditions are open. So you can prep, as a kid, you can prep something and go and sing, even if you've never done any singing lessons or dancing lessons. And that's the beauty of the raw talent. But the kids in the show this time, a few of them actually were in the show last time. So we've got Emma Rose, who played Marta last time, I think, and she's now playing Brigitte or Louisa. I can't remember. There's so many. But there's a few kids that have now gone on from playing Gretels and Martas to playing
to the older children. Okay.
Yeah. And it's just very, very exciting. A lot of kids did go on from our production on The Sound of Music in 2014 to playing in Evita and Annie, you know. So their careers kind of started. And then they also will be appearing in Matilda, which is coming up.
That's so exciting.
So these kids are just having the most incredible journeys, and it's just amazing to be a part of that. You know, I wish I had that when I was their age.
What an opportunity for them. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could have played Gretel, because maybe one day I'll play the Baroness, and then one day I'll play Frau Schrader, and then I would have done all the roles,
okay.
Except for Gretel.
Well, there are a few very excited people in my immediate vicinity hearing the words that Matilda is coming, because anyone who's had kids, I think, loves that story. That's wonderful news.
Yep.
Let me just share with you some of the messages that are coming through on our WhatsApp line. Colin, thank you, called in to say the show is absolutely amazing. He particularly enjoyed Maria and Mother Superior. Colin, thanks for that feedback. Des in Tableview saying, oh my gosh, that song gives me goosebumps. It was my favorite when I was a child. I still know all the words, and my grandchild and daughter went and they loved the show. Thank you, Des in Tableview. And then a question. Somebody went last Sunday and said they absolutely loved it, but they're curious about why you mixed the songs up a bit compared to the original version. For example, My Favorite Things was right at the start. That's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of people comment on that. They also comment on the fact that in the bedroom scene, it's not My Favorite Things, but it's Lonely Goat Herd. So that is different from the film. But remember, the show was first a stage show. So the film was actually the one that kind of moved the goalposts. So that was the way it was written in the original version of the story, which was, as I said, a stage show. Yeah.
So, okay, that's
and
really
also,
interesting.
Yeah. Yes, so the film has now kind of cemented a lot of things in people's minds, but that's also why it's wonderful to come and watch the show, because it is different from the film. You know, it has all the elements that make us love the film and make us love the brand of The Sound of Music, but it still is unique.
A different experience, yeah. There are two new numbers in this production, is that correct?
Yes, it is sung, they are both sung by, if I'm correct, they're both sung by the trio, which is Max Detweiler and the Captain and the Baroness. So those are three characters that are really more fleshed out in the show, which is exciting because we kind of don't get to know them as well, you know, in the film.
Yes, thinking back to the film, and it's a while since I've watched it, I need to correct that, but particularly Max is very much a sort of an in the background role.
Yes.
He pops up now and then, and I don't remember him singing anything in the film. So that's
he
exciting.
Sings quite a lot, and he's got a wonderful role. And also just you know, I'd like to mention that it's exciting to watch the production because it really touches on the themes of the reality of the time and the history and that sort of juxtaposition to all the sweet and fun, you know, writing of the music, which is all about, you know, brown paper packages and all of that wonderful stuff. But it touches then on the reality of what the family was experiencing. And this was a real family. They were going through all of this stuff. There's a lot of Hollywoodization, if I can say that in inverted commas, in the film. But it's a real story based on
actual
facts
characters
in history.
And I think some members of the Von Trapp family are still running a musical farm somewhere in the United States.
Canada,
is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I do remember reading the book. My grandmother passed on the book to me when I was a little girl of Maria Von Trapp's story. And it was remarkable to read, as well as having seen, as you said, the very much Hollywoodized version that we saw on film, which worked so well.
Yes.
We've got a voice note. Let's take a listen to that.
Sure.
Hi Pippa, it's Marika here from Stellenbosch. My grandfather gave me tickets to go and see The Sound of Music at what was then, of course, the Nico Milan Opera House. I can remember they were 10 rand and I was absolutely thrilled. That was a good 30 years ago, maybe a little bit less, but it feels like a total lifetime ago. And we were just talking about it last night while I was working out with a group of friends of mine. We all wanted to be nuns when we grow up. I think we all got sucked into the story a bit, and all imagined ourselves to be potential Julie Andrews.
We all do.
Absolutely great show again, and can't wait to take my girls to The Sound of Music. It's definitely their favourite movie.
Marika, thanks. What a lovely memory. I'm laughing at you saying you all wanted to be nuns, because all I wanted after seeing it was a nanny who'd let me dangle out of trees all day.
Exactly. And wear curtain clothes.
Yeah. Who can forget it? We're chatting with Carmen Pretorius, who plays the role of Maria in the production by Peter Turin's company, which is on at the Artscape as we speak, on until the 27th of May, but now fully sold out, which is amazing for you as cast and crew to know that there's been that kind of reception for the show. We've spoken about working with kids. We've spoken about the live theatre environment. Let's talk about the role of the audience, because as we said at the beginning, you're in a unique position here, because you are staging a show that most of your audience already knows, and they know it like the back of their hand. They know the words to all of the songs.
Yes.
They're probably trying to sing along with you in the background there. And they have certain expectations coming in based on what they've seen on film.
Yes.
How difficult is it for you to balance that, as you said, that need not to disappoint them, to deliver what they expect from the brand Sound of Music, while still doing a show that remains exciting and engaging for you as the cast?
It is an incredible, let's say, challenge. We have such a team of people working on the show, and that is what the pivotal role of the creative team is to watch us when we are creating these roles in the rehearsal room. And to allow us to fly with ideas, but also then to be able to see it as a whole and go, oh, okay, that's sticking out a bit too much. Perhaps that's not going to be true to what we want the story to be. So you are very much guided by your director, by your musical director, and by your choreographer and that kind of thing. That's the usual process. Yes, I mean, we have to stick to – the wonderful thing is we are working from this wonderful piece of written script and score. Yeah. So we can't really do too much that's away from that. You're singing in the style of Rodgers and Hammerstein. You're speaking in the style of the show, which is beautiful. So it is important to just stick to those basics. And then you know what? It actually is amazing how easily it comes together and how much you've become part of the style. In the beginning, it's a bit hairy, you know. The way you interpret the script in the first week of rehearsals is sometimes flamboyant compared to what it has to be. But that's the joy of being an actress and for us to go through the process in rehearsals, you know.
I'm smiling listening to you because I'm immediately thinking of the last time I had the experience of sitting at a Peter show that was from one of these very well-known books, and it would have been Joseph, and there was a little boy sitting next to me who I think literally knew the entire show from the first bar to the closing note and was singing quite loudly through most of the show. And it was endearing at first, and then it became a little bit irritating, and eventually we just had to sort of tune that out and focus what was happening on stage. But that is the degree to which people know and love these shows. So it is a unique responsibility that you hold in your hands as you go out on stage.
And I totally am always surprised. I don't know why, but I'm still surprised when people, you know, will say, but that song didn't go there in the film. And it just shows you how important people find the piece and how well they know the piece. So, and I think the wonderful gift of this particular production is that it really does solidify it as a piece that stands on its own away from the film. And I think that people who love The Sound of Music will benefit from doing, you know, seeing the show and seeing the film. So that's the beauty of it, because you kind of get to show them a different angle, you know, to the film, which is what people are used to.
Well, I know audience members have snatched up all the remaining tickets. I'm sure they're going to enjoy every one of those remaining performances. And it's been wonderful having you with us to share a little bit of the magic with us, Carmen.
I am so
lovely to have you here today.
Thank you. Thanks to the listeners.
And enjoy all of those of you who have been lucky enough to get your tickets in advance. I really hope you enjoy the show. Thank you so much for supporting it. And best wishes to you and the whole cast, Carmen
so long
Pretorius.
Farewell.
Well said.